Let's talk to Justine now. I sense, Justine, that you really get people into this.
I was just listening to them clips and I thought, oh my God, the listeners must be thinking, what on earth is she doing? there's a singing part to it as well. I promise you, honey, we burst into Proud Mary.
I love it, though. I love it. I love that just the way that you sort of get into the whole thing and get people involved.
Well, this is it. Whenever you watch a Tina concert, it was so much more about the audience than it was about her, because there was so much, literally, that is the meaning of fanatic. People absolutely adored her, and she did as much as she could to try and bring in her audience as part of her shows. And that's what we try to do with ours. We take lots of different snippets from different concerts that she's done over the years. Sometimes we try and create replicas, and sometimes we have our own little twist on it, but all with the same sort of humour that Tina has.
Because you can't just go up there and just sing a load of songs. You have got to literally be Tina, haven't you?
Well, I remember a reviewer once saying two words that terrify a reviewer are Tina and Turner, because normally you see the big wig strutting around shouting School of Performance, not so totally Tina. And he went on to say about the production values, he'd never seen that so much in a tribute show. And I think that's what it's about. It's about hours worth of studying and watching your muse and getting it just absolutely perfect, and then trying to transfer that to a smaller stage, because obviously we're not doing enormous places like Tina did, but a smaller stage, and having that slightly tongue-in-cheek, because I know there is only one Tina Turner, and that is Tina Turner.
Do you ever get bored of being Tina?
Justine.
Well, that's what I say. You know, do you ever want to just be Justine, though? Do you ever get bored of being Tina Turner and go, no, I'm going to be myself now?
Well, some years ago, I actually was myself, and I did about 15 years worth around the circuit. And although it's nice to a degree, believe me, there is not 500 people in front of me chanting my name when I get to the end of the set. Being Tina, I've actually been other characters in the past, and there is no other character you can be after Tina. There's nowhere to go.
No, and you know, I've watched snippets of your shows and they are amazing. It's just, they just look such fun. And we're lucky you're coming to Sussex. Where are you going to be?
I know we've got some amazing gigs coming up. You were talking about the Hastings one. I can't wait to come back there. That was such an amazing place. So, and the audience was absolutely wonderful. But we travel all over the UK constantly. We have about 60 theatres a year, and we try and spread ourselves around as much as possible so that you all can get a little taste.
Well, you can follow Justine on Twitter, Totally Tina, find out what she's up to. She's come into Sussex, and it's an amazing show. I've just been watching some of them. Thank you so much, Justine, for talking to us on the programme. Really nice to talk to you this evening.
Well, thank you very much, honey, and I hope you come and shake your tail for the two.
Thank you for joining us. So Justine is coming to Sussex. Find a Totally Tina, or you can put her into your favourite search engine and find out where she will be. She's coming to both Hastings and East Grinstead quite soon, so do watch out for brilliant shows. That's it from our news hour. Back with you with another news hour tomorrow, but in the next hour, lots of music, telly and much more on the way.
Made in Sussex for Sussex.
On FM,
online,
digital radio
and smart speaker.
This is BBC Sussex.